This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past 7 after the hour, Wednesday, April 29th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. For that little crapper Jennifer Horne and Victoria Keelan, you make me laugh again, and I'm going to send you home without sticker on your forehead. And laughing.
All serious all the time.
Yeah.
Poor Dougie. You should tell why we can't laugh with you today, because you have a broken rib.
Well, yeah, but that didn't stop you from sending me into hysteria.
Well, I didn't realize how bad it was.
Oh, baloney. Yeah. Here I go again. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway. Meanwhile, at the serious side of things, Jennifer, Victoria are here. The serious side of things, the house I thought was supposed to come back. Is it this week or next week? What's the latest on that?
It was supposed to be Monday. And then the house said yesterday, well, upon consulting with our on-staff physician, we decided we're still going to stay home. So they're not coming back yet.
So who's there? A doctor? That they have a doctor on staff there?
Sure.
Is that like having a preacher?
Some of those people are? Of course they do. They get amazing medical care. They all seem to love having, you know, a socialized medical system, but then when the people want it, then, you know, then it's... But they love having a doctor on call all the time, and they have amazing medical care.
So the president wants them... Is this a Republican-Democratic? They like their... In concert, they both agree they shouldn't come back again? Is that what's basically going on?
Well, I don't know if they both agree, but the number of cases in D.C. are going, they're still going up. And so, I guess, as far as I know, the Senate is still coming back, but the House is saying that they don't feel that it's safe to bring them all back. So the House is still off indefinitely. Mitch McConnell made some news yesterday at the Senate. He said he was not going to approve the next stimulus bill, which there's not one in the kind of in the cooker yet in
they
the pipe, but
one.
There is talk this, of one. Right, they just passed
one. Another one.
There's another one now where they're talking about it could include infrastructure, it could include more relief for businesses, it could include more relief for states and hospitals.
What they'll do, Jennifer, is what they did after the real fix to the problem was World War II. That's how we got out of the mess that we were in economically. But before that, it was the Works Progress Administration, which was put together to create jobs for hundreds of thousands of Americans working on roads, bridges, building things, building buildings. You can see a lot of buildings in New York and, well, in my neck of the woods, my farm. There's a big sign, a big plaque outside the farm that says the barns were built by the Works Progress Administration in 1932. And that's really what brought America back was the jobs program. And that's what they have to look back at that.
Well, I think that's why we have to look at infrastructure, because I think that could actually create jobs. It's something that both Democrats and Republicans want, but Mitch McConnell says he's not ready to look at that yet. And he actually wants guarantees for something, and I agree with him on this. He said before any more money goes out, we have to talk about liability for businesses, because what I think the fear is in government, and I think it's not a fear, it's actually a reality, is that more and more businesses are going to reopen. If people happen to get sick while they're working, they're going to want to sue the pants off of their employer. And so he wants business protection for people who get sick on the job.
Yeah, that's good. Now, another ramification of this that a lot of people have not been talking about, but they certainly are talking about in Washington, is with this $3.6 trillion that has already been spent. What do I think about that, boys and girls? $3.6 trillion. That's why we need to incentivize getting American businesses out of China and back here. Use some of the money for that. Anyway, there is a question on how we're going to pay it back. Finally, somebody is asking that with some credibility. Congress Budget Office, Congressional Budget Office, says there has to be new taxation. There will have to be. This is the federal debt is the highest it has been since World War II. Interesting, for those of you who think we can never get out of it, there have been at least three or four occasions since World War II when we had zero debt. One of them was when Clinton, you know, again, I'm chastising Clinton because he screwed over Puerto Rico, one of the worst things he could have done, which sent all the drug companies to China. I think that was purposeful. but he did leave office with zero debt. Now, somehow or other, since then, we've established a 20, what is it, 20 trillion, 21 trillion dollars in debt.
Up all the time.
All the time. And this is not going to help it by any stretch of the imagination. So.
Is Amazon still not paying any taxes? Because there are a lot of large companies like that, that, you know, have had lots of tax incentives for keeping business here.
Yeah.
But they haven't, paid any taxes.
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah.
There was something I heard that wasn't necessarily true, that Amazon pays taxes. They get incentives through, I don't know, the federal government or something. I have to look into it. But I do know that they do pay taxes. That was kind of a debunked.
I think it's hard for a company not to pay any taxes. It depends on how you define taxes. There's sales tax, there's use tax. They may not pay income tax. And one would wonder how in the world that's the case.
Exactly.
If the kind of money that they make. Bezos certainly pays taxes. Anyway, the sales tax.
There's obviously
There's lots of taxes. So to go back to what I was saying about tax increases. One of the problems we have, the Highway Trust Fund that we're just talking about in terms of the Works Progress Administration and how you get people back to work. But then there is the Medicare program that will be out of money at the current rate by 2023. So what do you do about that? You got to increase taxes to pay for that, and then there is the Social Security program itself running short of money by 2028. But people have been predicting dire consequences, even though the Congress steals all the money out of these various trust funds, the Highway Trust Fund, the Airport Trust Fund, Social Security, blah, blah, blah. They still seem to be able to come up with the money to send people the check every month. So there are those who want to repeal the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was the landmark when Trump went in, right? Isn't that the first thing he did?
That's a mistake to do when you, especially in a recovery economy like this. We're going to have to do a lot more incentives to start building up the economy again.
Yes.
And once the economy is spinning, we need to get serious about cutting entitlements, because that's where the bulk of our money goes. And it's not just Medicare and Medicaid. We're talking about food stamps. We're talking about all of the programs that people were using and sometimes abusing. And I think that's what we have to really get serious about. We also have to look at all the other fraudulent and wasteful spending that's going on in the government. No one wants to get serious about the stuff that normal business people
waste, fraud, corruption
first before anything else.
Unbelievable. Right? It's unbelievable. And now they're also talking about a value-added tax, basically a national sales tax, which I'm for if we eliminate the income tax. I think it's much more fair than the income tax, because you're actually taxing people on the amount of money they spend. A lot of people don't have money to, there are no loopholes this way. Everybody has to pay taxes on what they buy.
You don't get a benefit if you can afford a really good accountant who can get you out of paying taxes.
See, that's right. Exactly. You asked that question, Victoria, about Bezos and Amazon. With a national sales tax, you don't get out of it. You pay a sales tax on the end product, not along the line, but the end product. So that'll be looked at, too.
I've been for a sales tax forever. You don't have to worry about the IRS. You put them out of business and save money with
that, IRS,
too.
Save $6 billion a year there. Is it important that Hillary endorse Joe? Anybody care?
I don't think it's surprising.
I think it's worth mentioning.
Headlines. Why? What, you thought she's going to vote for Trump?
He's been getting a lot of heat about this Tara Reid woman, too.
What is it? What's the story?
She just is not going away, and she's telling her story, and apparently it's well documented.
Somebody else?
And she is accusing him of, there's a rape accusation being thrown around, actually. It's gotten a lot more serious. So, because at first, the way I understood it, it was, workplace harassment, essentially, not to try to write that off.
Okay,
no,
so they start slapping this around, and then somebody's going to point to Trump and his infidelities and accusations against him. Can we not have somebody that is just clean, clear, through, and deodorized?
Well, that's what a lot of, especially women, feel like.
God.
Really? So we have to choose between the lesser of two rapists?
Right.
Really?
Yeah. This is awful.
Well, you know, there's something that's going on, and I could tell you about for like 10 seconds, and that is in New York, and we talked about this, I think it was yesterday, in New York they canceled the primary so that people aren't going to go and vote for a Democrat candidate in June. That did a couple of things.
Why?
In putting the thumb on the scale.
Why
Bernie Sanders had asked. There's a couple of theories here. And one is obviously the obvious, the coronavirus threat. But instead of allowing a vote by mail or something else, they just canceled it. Bernie Sanders wanted to be added back on the ballot in New York, and the governor shut down the election just in general.
Well,
now,
no, the governor didn't. It was the Board of Elections.
The election
separate.
Yeah. But now they're saying that perhaps this is the way, and again, this is a stretch. I don't really necessarily believe it would happen. But without New York, Biden can't get to his needed delegate count to become the official nominee,
so
which would open
happens.
Things up to a contested convention. There's a slight chance of that.
Bloomberg,
I don't believe
Cuomo.
I can't see.
Cuomo's not running. Bloomberg's out. But it would definitely allow Bernie to get to pick up more delegates in New York because he has a lot of supporters.
And then
New
they
York.
Lose in November. So what are they accomplishing by all of that? They have a chance with somebody like Biden to win, but they don't.
I don't know.
Bernie.
Biden is, you have to remember, he's going to have to debate Trump.
Yeah.
I don't know. There, whoever is Biden,
I think the question
is going to be the person that's going to be the president, because
the
it is very clear to me that Biden's got some big problems.
Is that we back to what I just said a few minutes ago. These two guys are the best we can do. What? Where are we? How does this happen?
Well,
that these
great.
Are the
so I think
two
he is one of the best we could
best
do.
Guys. Yeah. Oh. Baloney.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Like it or not, that's how
yeah,
I feel.
I got, yeah, yeah, we got it.
He's there
okay.
for another 4 years, and I'll do my best to make sure he is.
Okay, well, that's you can use these
he's
airways.
The best thing that's happened
to
the
that.
Country. Imagine, just imagine
oh my God,
if the
Jen,
economy.
He's the worst thing that's ever happened.
He's the best president we've ever had. If the economy
oh
wasn't strong before we went into the coronavirus, just think about where we would be today. We probably would already be living on the streets. So you can.
But
think
he's not
for
responsible
a strong
for
economy.
The economy. He's
oh, Jen, the first 18 months of his administration was totally Obama and Biden policies. Every
economist,
even
economy.
If they don't like Democrats, has said that.
Yeah, I really
that's
have to
just,
go,
that's
the reason the economy
fact.
Is so good is because
go.
He released 20, for every new Trump regulation, he cut 22 Obama regulations.
Wow. Cutting regulations
yeah,
was
he's
a good
an environmental
thing.
Terrorist.
Yeah,
great.
But
well,
cutting the regulations,
economy,
but he hasn't cut the right
good.
Ones. They went after the awful. EPA, we went after farmers and stuff. The idea of cutting regulations is one of the reasons that I thought, okay, this is going to be good. But
what he's cut is not good.
All right. 18 past the hour. Here is the help you've been looking for. If you haven't quite stepped up to the plate yet, I mean literally, if you're keeping those old ways of eating, and maybe even more so. I think Victoria has talked about how she's had a lot of pizza, and now it's time.
Yeah, we're trying to rein it in.
Yeah, bring it in. But for those of you who have just been overweight for a long time and it's taken its toll on your body, before it gets any worse, now is the time to take action. And the folks at Calitrin are here to help you out. Your health is the only way, good health, the only way you're going to keep from succumbing or having a problem with things like the coronavirus. So right now, you can go to the Calitrin website, which is either Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. People seem to, for a long time I was saying Calitrin.com, and for some reason or another, even though that's the name of the product, people remember TopLoss.com better than Calitrin. Well, TopLoss sort of tells the story. It is the best way in the country, in fact in the world, to lose weight the natural way. Because there's no stimulation, there's no drugs, there's no nothing in it except basically aloe vera, the combination of that and some of the other things that help keep our body the way we like it to be when it's perfect. That's what Calitrin has. Number one choice for people who want to lose the weight and keep it off. So participate by going to toploss.com. Say it again, Doug. Toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. And you get, let's say you buy three, you'll get three free till, well, it goes till the end of the month, so just another day or so on that. Code DJV, lose the weight, keep it off the safe way, and you'll stay healthy at toploss.com, 21 after the hour.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
It's just a
beautiful
pick up.
Song, though.
Is it?
Jamie has new dreams he's building upon.
You'll have to tell us the story. This is Ariana Grande performing an at-home cover of the song Still Hurting from Broadway Monday night. She joined Jason Robert Brown's virtual subculture artist in residency concert series. Sing the opening ballad, Still Hurting, from the last 5 years of Broadway musical from about 20 years ago. I didn't know that Ariana Grande started in a Broadway musical. That's news
to
me.
She's a huge Broadway fan, and she started, before she was on Nickelodeon, on the show Victorious, she was a kid on Broadway. So it's a lot of her pop music. She kind of tends to go back to a lot of Broadway stuff, you know, every once in a while. So she's very much, you know, involved in the Broadway community. And she's also from New York, so she grew up with it.
Yeah. Kind of like, who am I thinking of? That's the small...
Chris Chenoweth?
Broadway for, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, kind of, same story.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they, once again, the marvel of everybody doing this separately, you know, the cellist, the piano player, they're all in separate homes, and this whole thing came together, and it's, the video is really cool to see all the musicians playing together.
It shows you who the pros are.
Yeah.
This is, you've got to be a real polished pro to pull that off and have it edited, put together like this. You know what I like? It maybe sounds silly. I love strings. I love strings and horns. Not much of a fan of drums or electric music, but I love cellos, violins, especially in more current music. Like right there, just it adds some panache to it. I remember the first rock and roll song. I'm trying to remember who it was now. It slipped my memory. It had violins in it. I think it was a Jane the American song. They were the first to introduce violins into a big pop hit. And it was so fabulous. Now, you know, the strings do something. The Moody Blues use the strings a lot in their music.
That's so true, yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, so that's the Ariana Grande story.
26 past the hour now with Victoria and Doug on the DJV program, focusing on another Broadway star named Nick Cordero, who is fighting complications of a medically induced coma from the COVID-19. His Rock of Ages Hollywood co-stars banded together in a virtual way to give him a special message. The cast, including Frankie Grande's, that's Ariana Grande.
Grande's
brother. Performed a rendition of Journey's Don't Stop Believin', which is what you're listening to here, which felt particularly emotional to the with the hashtag Wake Up Nick, which was shown in the background. So what's the story with this guy? How old is he, and why does he have such a serious problem?
I don't know
problem?
How old he is. He's not that old, but he caught the virus, and, you know, he's a Broadway star, and he was also in the movie version of Rock of Ages that had Julianne Hough and a bunch of people in it. And so, unfortunately, the blood clotting that we're seeing more and more happening with the virus, they had to amputate his leg last weekend because he's just not recovering and he's still in a coma. So they're trying to raise money. They've raised $450,000 so far for his wife, and he has an 18-month-old baby. It's very sad, especially in New York. You know, the Broadway community is so tightly knit. It's awful, yeah. I want to say he's not over. I don't think he's over 40. Maybe early 40s at the oldest.
His wife took to Instagram to share a video update on his condition, noting that he had 2 negative COVID tests.
So that's another part of the problem. He had symptoms. He was tested twice, came back negative. Yeah. And obviously he has it now, but the testing is just a mess.
I don't know, because they have tests that have worked in other countries, right? Better than it has worked here?
Yep.
I don't understand that. Well, let's hold a good thought for Nick Cordero in his present plight and other people that are having the same issues, the same problems. Just hold good thoughts. Wish well to people, even if you don't know them. Good wishes. It's 28 change after.
And put your hands together, Los Angeles, the man who wrote this song.
A bright tomorrow starts with getting enough food to eat today. Join the fight against hunger on Thursday, April 30th, as Feeding America team up to provide food to those who need it most in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic.
They're doing their best, and we're so thankful for that.
I am so thankful. This has really helped me out a lot.
It's going to somebody that needs it.
We can't meet the challenge of this moment without additional help.
Join us, and let's fight hunger together.
I'm grateful.
Every night, tens of thousands of our neighbors are going to bed hungry as a result of coronavirus. This Thursday, we'll join radio stations and radio hosts across the country to help provide needed food. Listen Thursday and visit DJVShow.com to learn how you can help feed America.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As coronavirus is still sickening and killing people around the world, U.S. government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's learned of a possible deadly effect of contracting the virus.
That as we see more of it now, we say, wait a minute, maybe there's another avenue of treatment of being able to block the secondary, often deadly effects of the virus.
Fauci says he's referring to thrombosis, which blocks blood vessels. He says while there's treatment for that, it's above and beyond simply just treating for the virus. Restaurant owners and customers in Georgia and Tennessee not rushing back, even though restaurants and diners are allowed to reopen now. A dining app that tracks data for restaurants says the number of seated diners at Georgia restaurants yesterday was still down 98% from last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A NASCAR team owner wants to give back in the face of this pandemic, and here's more on the story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And then I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prized pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them, the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
And forecasters say parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas could see severe weather today as a damaging squall line is headed that way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we go. It's 34 after the hour on this Tuesday, the 28th of April. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now, and a focus on the danger zone. Danger, I always love that line. Danger, danger, Will Robinson from that old TV. You're too young to remember that show, I'm sure. You don't remember that, do you?
What was it called?
It was something Lost in Space.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they made a movie with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't see it, but...
It was it was one of those really campy shows. Lassie's mother, a lady who was actually a friend of mine for a long time, was the mother in Lost in Space. And I think, I'm trying to remember the guy somebody or other was the father. I can't remember his last name. But anyway, not important to the story. Let's get to the danger. You have something dangerous to tell us, Victoria.
Well, so we know that some people have been concerned or tempted, perhaps, to drink disinfectant after Trump's whole thing with the disinfectant and then UV light and all this other stuff. Don't listen to Dr. Trump. He does not have a real medical degree. But
I think it was a joke. It was badly timed, but it wasn't.
I don't think he was joking at the time, and then it didn't. Because I watched the press conference, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Anyway, don't drink disinfectant. And Lysol and Clorox and all these companies have had to put out warnings telling people, do not ingest our products. This is, you know, it will kill you. So now the American Dental Association is the next group that has a warning. Don't pull out your own teeth. apparently, because we can't see dentists right now, people are pulling out their own teeth. This is happening across the country, and even there are some stories coming out of the UK where people are watching YouTube dental videos and extracting their own teeth. And I understand dental pain can be very painful, but do not do your own dentistry. And so the American Dental Association has new guidelines that they are saying that this is, you know, that dentists should be able to open up as, for procedures, non-emergency, well, they'll stay closed for non-emergency
dentists,
procedures.
Yeah,
but if you have... Yeah, they said with personal protection equipment in short supply, staying closed is in the best interest of dental patients and dental team members. But they do think that after April 30th, that if you are in, you know, if you are the only patient and the environment's very controlled, that people should be able to safely go back to the dentist. And so... these people are now making YouTube videos. This one guy who's 33 years old, he used a pair of pliers to yank out an infected tooth after he was told that he couldn't see his dentist. He said the pain had just become too excruciating, and so he had no choice but to watch some YouTube dental videos. Not a good idea. Not a good idea at all.
All right, so following up, let's follow along with this for a minute, because I think there is more examination needed of the dental business. It's a business, like medicine is a business. The pharmaceutical industry is a business. Taking care of our health is a business. Important to understand what actually is going on, because the dentists are doing, it hasn't so much happened in the medical community. You haven't seen big conglomerates, they own the hospitals, but they don't own the doctors. But in some cases, the dental business has been pursued or created by some really big companies who are building up these national dental concerns, because dentists don't have the same, and people listening who are dentists, if you're really being honest with yourself and with us, you don't have the same kind of regulations, if that's the word, that are placed upon you as regular doctors. So the for-profit dental industry, which doesn't have much insurance to support it, because most of the dental plans, I've investigated this. I think you and I talked about dental plans a couple of months ago, and you had one that you liked, but I can't find one that's any good. They, you
well,
know, they
we,
just don't.
I haven't used the new dental plan yet, because my husband, well, I'm on my husband's health insurance through his company, and they just started a new plan in January, so we haven't used the new dental plan yet. I hope it's good.
Yeah.
Dental plans are tough, though. I find that, you know, in the past ones that I've had, they don't really cover much. And so,
Well, what's happening with these new dentists that are driven by dollars? Private investment firms are buying up these regional dental groups, and they're putting them together, much like Warren Buffett buys up clothing companies and like Burlington Coat, and buys up car dealerships. Like, he's got the four or five big groups that are in his Berkshire Hathaway investment package, and, you know, stuff like that. Well, in this case, what's going on in America is kind of stunning when you get right down to it. People are being told they need x-rays when they don't. People are told they need treatments when they don't. People are told they need to have extractions when they don't, because there is a lot of
drilling.
They've
busted so many dentists for drilling holes in people's teeth and then filling them, saying, oh, you've got a cavity there, and so we're just...
Right.
And they're drilling into healthy teeth and
but
filling them
right.
up.
Exactly.
It's horrible.
When you go, what I always do is to make sure... I want to see the picture. Show me. Mm-hmm. Most of the offices now have this very sophisticated x-ray stuff that isn't really the dangerous x-ray stuff that we used to have. It's pretty safe, but... If your dentist says, well, you got a cavity here and a cavity there, okay, I want to see
it. Let me see it. Yep.
Yeah.
Because you can see where a cavity is. On
absolutely
X-ray.
Can see it. Yes. Right.
Some of you know, there were a bunch of they're kind of like urgent care, but like but they're dentists.
Yeah.
And there's a chain in New York, and then I think maybe one.
Yeah,
in
that's
LA.
What I'm saying. There's big chains developing everywhere.
Yeah, and they got busted because they were using other people's X-rays to show you, here's the cavity, and it's not
even
your
God.
X-ray.
Can you
but
imagine
how do you know?
That?
It's scary.
Yeah, I guess you don't. Yeah. You don't really know. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I mentioned Warren Buffett. He's giving a lot of advice, which is appropriate, because he's probably the smartest money guy in the country, if not in the world. He has warned investors against obsessing over stock price charts, basically telling them that the current situation will subside, as it always does. You hear me saying that, and I'm certainly no guru, but I just have maybe a little bit of common sense when it comes to this sort of thing. If you have, the worst thing you can do is dump out, especially when the prices are going down. And if it's a good stock and you bought it and you have faith in it, then the chances are 99 of 100 of those stocks are going to come back to where they were before. It's just the way the economy works. And Buffett keeps saying that over and over and over again. I don't know whether people listening with deaf, what is that, listening with deaf ears? According to Buffett, investors should have an attitude that you're buying part of a business, that you're invested. This is your business. So you wouldn't dump out of a business on the first day that it had a problem, right? You stay there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he watches, he says, 200 different moving averages every day on companies like Coca-Cola, and, well, I mean, his own company, when you look at that and see how fabulously well they have done. But other companies, like companies you've never heard of, although Geico is a big thing. Berkshire Hathaway owns Geico, and they're the largest advertiser pretty much consistently through the course of the year. But he owns a big building concern called Clayton Homes. He owns a company called Lubrizol, which does changing of oil and that kind of stuff. Berkshire Hathaway owns Fruit of the Loom. They own a trucking company called Marmon that makes big, heavy-duty trucks. He owns NetJets. The Berkshire Hathaway Automotive has all these dealerships around the country. He has an energy company that owns a lot of solar and more wind stuff. But it may, you look at the stuff that he owns.
So I think the example is diversify your portfolio.
Yes. Right.
So
yeah,
he also owns See's Candy, which doesn't exist on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, at my brother's
wedding
in California.
You know why he bought it? He loves it.
Yeah. It's delicious.
And they make a great product, but they're expensive as hell. I usually buy a box or two at the airport when I'm getting on the plane because I have my sweet tooth and I like the soft chocolate, so I bring them, put them in the refrigerator. But there's
they are good.
$20 bucks a box. And don't keep your money in the bank, he says.
Well, you know, a lot of experts are saying now, because I was watching a lot of the financial stuff yesterday on CNBC, and they were saying, they were talking about the credit card issues. And earlier in the show, we talked about
credit
card companies.
You want to talk about that? Yeah, just review that quickly. I think that's a good story to review.
Yeah, credit card companies, without telling you, are starting to cut people's credit limits, and they're lowering your credit limit. So, and that what that does is it automatically lowers your credit score. So you should be on the phone with every one of your credit card companies. Let them know that you're still employed. Let them know that you're planning on paying your bill on time. And that way they won't do that to your credit and lower your credit score. But the other part of it is, if you are unemployed or if you've been furloughed, a lot of experts are saying you're better off to keep the cash instead of making your credit card payments, which is exactly why the credit card companies are reacting this way. But you should call the credit card company and communicate with them. A lot of them have like assistance programs right now, or if your monthly minimum is too much and you can't meet it without lowering your credit score, they will adjust your monthly minimum payment that you need to make. So communication is key right now with all of your credit card companies and with all your credit lines. It's very important.
44 past the hour. In a moment, what we're going to do tomorrow here on this program, we'll give you sort of a primer. Victoria and I are very invested in this Feeding America emergency fund that we're going to support through our program. A number of other programs will tell you how it's going to work in a matter of moments. Right now, a focus on your health, your well-being. Lots of people advertise on this program who want to get results, who are trying to tell a story that's important about your health and well-being. And most of it is, frankly, the stuff that I take and I endorse because I think it makes sense to talk about what you do yourself. And I have a lot of vitamin D that I've been taking because for years, Dr. Ken especially has told me that my vitamin D levels were too low, and I never understood it. I still actually don't understand it because I take the CoQ10 that you need to take to activate vitamin D and vitamin C, take that every day, I'm in the sun from now until when the bad weather comes, as much as 8 hours a day on the farm, and I still don't have enough vitamin D. So along comes the folks at Purity Products. They have a vitamin D product called Advanced Vitamin D. It's doctor formulated, clinically validated. By the way, when I lose my breath like that, I apologize. I can't breathe as well because I have these broken ribs. So sometimes when I get excited about talking about a product like this, or we get involved in a story on the air and I get all worked up about it, and I take like right now.
Yeah. Well, don't laugh.
I know. It really does. Ugh. Anyway, so 5,000 units of vitamin D3 are what you need every day. That's according to lots of different doctors, including the folks who have helped formulate this product from Purity. Immune-supporting cofactors are in this new advanced vitamin D, like magnesium, which is important. Zinc, very important right now, especially boron. These are all minerals that we don't get enough of. And best of all, you can try Purity's best-selling advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of advanced vitamin D for $19.95 by calling 800-484-5947. That's 800-484-5947. Victoria and I talk about this all the time with our advertising gurus. People would, I find it even, and I'm an old phone guy. I like going online and ordering stuff. I do that all the time. So we're trying to get you a way to get to Purity by using the available resources you have online. But in the meantime, this is a fabulous product. And it's certainly, and by the way, when you order a 30-day starter bottle of advanced vitamin D, you'll also get a free bottle of ultra pure fish oil, which is fabulous. You need that to keep the plaque from building up in your system. So don't become deficient in vitamin D. Get your immune system up to par right now. Very important. Advanced D, free shipping using the DJV code when you call 800-484-5947. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program. Get free shipping. 800-484-5947.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Humans' most basic need is providing sufficient food for themselves and for their families.
I'm not going to work. My kids aren't going to school. My wife's not going to work.
We're all American. We should all be doing everything we can.
This is happening in cities across America.
Join us on Thursday, April 30th, as we fight hunger.
We all help out each other when things get rough.
Together.
We just stick together.
Every night, tens of thousands of our neighbors are going to bed hungry as a result of the virus. So on Thursday, we're going to join radio stations and hosts across the country to help provide needed food. Listen Thursday and visit djvshow.com to learn how you can help feed America.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Get goosebumps listening to that. Jim McKay does
really,
the
I
intro.
Really, I got a headache listening to that.
Really? No, I get goosebumps. Well, that's because I know and remember what this show is all about. It's kind of like Sunday Night Disney. When you hear the theme, the Disney theme, that's what. When I hear the Disney theme, I don't think of the parks. I don't think of the movies. I think of Walt Disney being on television every Sunday night on both NBC and ABC for decades. He was like the godfather of everything. And so when I hear the Disney themes, it was that in my mind that I go to, not to any experience I might have had at the parks. And the same with this, the ABC Wild World of Sports, something pretty much everybody watched when there were only three networks. ABC took the lead when it came to covering sports, and Jim McKay was probably one of the most famous people in America. Chuck Curry, you agree with that?
I do. This day in history, April 29, 1961, the first airing of ABC's Wild World of Sports. It lasted until June 3, 1998. What, you remember what afternoon it aired during the week?
No, I actually don't. I know it was on Saturday.
It aired Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
They were very diverse in what they covered, from weightlifting to swimming, everything. And there were two things I remember distinctly from my childhood watching on that. Harlem Globetrotters being one. And anytime Evel Knievel appeared, just must-see TV, Evel Knievel.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the Willendas, when the Willendas would do a tightrope act, they were also on the top of the heap when it came to that. You know what I'm surprised? about Chucker is that nobody's done a movie about McKay and what he did. I think that would be a fascinating movie. It could be partially true and partially made up Hollywood style, but the way they did that show, there have been there's nothing else that's ever equaled it. Bob Costas came pretty close with a lot of the coverage he did on. He was the equivalent on NBC to Jim McKay on ABC, and was for years and years and years. So a movie would be appropriate, I would think, telling.
Yeah, I agree, but
stories.
I like all the sports. You know, another thing I do miss, I mean, I know it's on cable still, but I used to love watching, I love bowling on Saturday afternoon on ABC.
Yeah, bowling was a lot of fun.
Chris Schenkel. Yeah, Nelson Burton Jr. I thought that, you know, those bowlers, Mark Roth and Earl Anthony, that was good stuff.
Chris Schenkel was a legitimate football broadcaster as well. You know, when you think about it, this is something, again, back to thinking about movies and how they were made and what went on television. The people that do, especially baseball, but football to a lesser extent, the announcers just aren't what they used to be. They don't get excited. I remember Johnny Most doing the Celtics, and I'm not a sports fan, but it was exciting to listen to Johnny Most do the play-by-play of the Celtics because he was such a gamer. He was a hometown guy, and he would yell and scream. I can remember, I can't do it because I got broken ribs, but the stuff that he'd scream, Havlicek stole the ball! And you'd watch, I mean, you could visualize, this is a fabulous storyteller, and that's what radio is so great with. I'm getting off the movie thing a little bit, but guys like that could tell the story. You didn't need a television screen to enjoy the game. And I just think
I got one movie. How much time do I have? I got one movie.
You got
story.
A minute and a half. Go ahead.
So this is a big story yesterday. The CEO of Universal Pictures made an announcement talking about how Trolls World Tour, which was supposed to play in theaters, but since Corona, went straight to VOD. Movie does $100 million in VOD business, video on demand, in 3 weeks, and he's talking about how thrilled he is. He then goes on to prophesize that, going forward, how Universal wants to do both theatrical and VOD, insinuating the same-day release, which has never been done before. AMC CEO comes out with a very strong statement, says that AMC theaters will never, ever book another Universal Pictures movie in a movie theater based on that statement. And then Universal comes out with another statement saying that while we love the theatrical experience and they've been doing business up for 100 years, that some movies will dictate both theatrical and VOD. And this is going to cause a major rift in the industry.
Not helping them any. Not help me. I don't want to watch that stuff on TV. I want to watch
it.
But
here's the thing. A movie like Universal Pictures, that you're talking about Fast and the Furious, right? A movie like that is not going to play, make the money on VOD. That has to play in theaters. No, they're not going to have it both ways, and the theaters chains will not let them.
Yep. Big All story. Right. Good story. Thanks, Chucker. It's 59 past.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.